G'day, it's Graham Stoney here, and we're talking dating and attraction, and I've got a special guest for you today. His name's James Greenshield, and James is a really interesting guy because as part of his normal course of his development, he's acquired a lot of characteristics that the alpha male tends to have that makes a guy naturally attractive to women. So we're out on the town today, and I wanted to pick James's brains about the alpha male concept and what it means and how regular guys can go about having more success with women by becoming more of an alpha male. So welcome, James.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Now, James, you're an interesting guy because I've found that a lot of guys that are naturally good with women or naturally this alpha male kind of thing, they can't really explain what it is that they're doing because they've just, it's always just been who they were. Whereas you're a life coach, so you can actually put this stuff into words. So what is it about the alpha male that makes him attractive to women?
Comfort. Comfort in his own skin.
Uh-huh.
That can be, you've got to be careful by saying that because that can actually be false comfort as well. Some alpha males, believe it or not, have very low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Some alpha males have very high self-esteem. But the whole point is that they have a perceived comfort in their skin. And it's a really balanced, can be at some stages called domineering. It depends how that alpha male is. A real alpha male is comfortable in his own skin, though. He's not domineering at all. Some alpha males are. So let's put it this way, there's a spectrum of alpha males, if you want to say that.
Okay.
But the big thing is that they are generally comfortable in their own skin. And, you know, traditionally we've said that an alpha male would take the lead. Well, that could also be take the lead around social scenes. You look at the social environment you have, quite often they do take the lead there as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you're talking comfortable, you're saying they're like comfortable with who they are, right? They're not looking to other people for approval all the time.
Oh, that depends.
Yeah?
Yeah, it depends. And that goes to the self-esteem aspect of an alpha male.
Uh-huh.
Some alpha males are very, very competitive.
Right.
Hence, you know, if you use the old analogy of the lead dog in the pack, it's a very competitive environment. However, I would suggest that a competitive alpha male is not as attractive to a female, given the fact that females tend to, especially in a social situation where you're trying to say, pick up, for want of a better term, females are not looking for, you know, confrontation or anything like that. They're looking to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
So an alpha male for a female will make them feel safe.
Okay.
And that will often be physically, it could be emotionally, a number of ways, but yeah.
So do you reckon that's what makes the alpha male sort of subconsciously attractive to women? That there's some part of them that recognises that this guy can protect her and she's looking for that, right?
Yeah, quite often, yeah.
Oh, okay. So tell me a bit more about your story. Like, how is it that you happen to acquire these alpha male kind of characteristics? It almost seemed to happen for you by default as you grew up and then your career, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, my background is I grew up on a farm, so you become independent. I went to boarding school, we even became more independent. It was, you know, in a boarding school environment, it's very much you either get to the top of the pack or you know, get in a bit of trouble.
Uh-huh.
I then joined the military. Well, that's a very dominated environment by the alpha male.
Mm-hmm.
And to survive in that, you know, dog-eat-dog world, you develop certain characteristics. So I would suggest my personality was bent towards that from a very early age from my farming background, and it just developed over time to solidify.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you reckon that's what led you into the military as a first career?
Yeah, certainly. My experience, because I was opened to the military at a very young age due to parental experience and family friends. And so that naturally led me to an inclination where I loved that job, you know. And I joined for those, you know, time-honored rules of wanting to defend the nation type thing, love the flag and all that stuff. That's why I joined originally.
Okay, so again, it's that protector, that kind of protector mindset coming out.
Yeah, and myself, if I look inside myself, I've always wanted to protect a female. Mm. Sometimes you've got to be very careful of that, though, especially because it can be called too clingy. And when I was settling into my own skin, a number of problems occurred when I became too clingy with women. Mm. And women immediately pull back from that. And that's when I say balance with the alpha male. Because a woman, like I said, is looking for someone to protect her, but she's not looking for someone... general comments. I mean, you've got to be careful with what I'm saying here, because these are general comments, but she's not looking for someone to totally mollycoddle her.
Right, yep. She wants to feel safe, but she doesn't want to feel smothered.
You're on the money.
Right. So you said that you went through this phase where you recognised that clinginess. How did you deal with that? What did you do about it? Because I reckon a lot of guys are probably coming from that angle, and that's why they're struggling.
Yeah, and that's understandable, you know. Don't beat yourself up if you've been a little bit clingy, because a lot of the time we become clingy because we think that's, oh no, there's an opportunity here, I don't want to wreck it, blah, blah, blah. Well, the question then is to ask, where's that coming from? And often you'll find it's a self-worth issue.
Mm-hmm.
So for a bloke who's in that situation and often saying, well, no, that girl's too good looking for me, I can't go over and say hello to her, or, you know, there's no chance for me here, that's a self-worth issue.
Mm-hmm.
And a girl will pick up on that straight away. It's like a scent, you know, big time. They just, there's a vibe you're putting off. It's like the Marbo. You're putting off bad Marbo.
Uh-huh.
And girls will just pick up on that very quickly.
Yeah.
So, if you're struggling with that issue, then have a look at your what you believe to be your self-worth, and you can drill into quite a few things there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's interesting, because self-worth, it seems to me, is just a massive concept that affects not only a guy's ability to date women, but also his ability just to have a good life, you know, career,
totally,
family relationships, every social aspect. It all seems to come down to this whole self-worth thing.
Mm.
So how do guys that have grown up without a good sense of self-worth, or is that where it comes from? I mean, where does this stuff come from?
A track record's where it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you've grown up in an environment where you've been continually beaten down, you've been continually slandered, you know, sometimes subconsciously slandered as well, and made to feel guilt, shame, all those what we culturally perceive as negative emotions, then you're going to have a negative track record. So realistically, you're on a hiding to nothing. The big thing is for you to build a positive track record, you have to take baby steps. And so you have to focus in on, right, yes, I am worth something. Or if you can't say, I am worth this, or I am this, then just open it up. Open the door a little bit by saying, there is a possibility that I am worth this.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're simply doing by saying that statement is, it's not as blatant and to the brain as I am, because I am is definitive. The possibility opens the door a bit, which means you can then say to yourself, well, actually, there is a possibility that I am this good looking. There is a possibility that I could make it with this girl. There is a possibility that she might be interested in talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you then jump from where you currently are with no track record, and so your self-esteem and self-worth is quite low, then, and I use those terms interchangeably, but I would suggest that self-worth is a part of self-esteem.
Okay? Mm.
But so then you jump right over to going for the best-looking chick around in an environment which is not suited to you, then you're setting yourself up for failure.
Mm.
And again, you'll have a negative reaction to that.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is you want to set yourself up by, you know, taking baby steps, going out there, the friends that you know, the girls that you actually know, even on a friendly basis,
mm-hmm.
just see how, you know, I'm not talking about going for something, you know, with them, I'm talking about just getting some perceptions about you. Start with something small, something close to home, something you know. There is a fair bet that will be good, have good results for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all about, let's say massaging the ego a little bit. Because if you massage the ego, then once the ego is massaged, it allows you to do more and more things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what building a track record is all about.
Okay. Like they tend to say success builds success, right?
Totally.
So but I think a lot of guys get caught in this idea that they want to go straight for the women that they're really attracted to. And they try that once, it doesn't work, and then they learn, oh, I'm not going to do that again. And
why don't do it again if it didn't work the first time?
Well, if they're continually experiencing failure after failure, that's hard to deal with mentally, right?
I totally agree with that, and it goes back to our previous point. But what is I once hung out with a bloke in a pub. It was a hilarious conversation, and he had this quite crass pickup line. I'm not going to say it because it's exceptionally crass, but he said 1 in 20 women go for it.
Oh, okay.
You just have to take the 19 knockbacks.
Yeah.
And he said the 19 knockbacks were worth that one.
Absolutely.
So the whole point is, just because it doesn't work once, who's to say that she wasn't having a bad day? You know, she'd just broken up with a boyfriend, or her boyfriend was annoying and she was actually there and something's happening totally with her. You've come along, you think, right, now's my time to prove myself. I'm going to go over and I'm going to make sure that this works. Bang, it doesn't work.
Yep.
Who's that about, you or her? It's about her. But what you're doing is actually labelling yourself as a failure because of something which you don't actually know about.
Right.
So my whole point is, go for 20. See if it works. In advertising, they say don't change your ad for three editions.
Okay.
Because otherwise you've got no track record to see whether or not it worked. Right. Possibly try the same line.
So if you're just approaching or just interacting with only one person and that doesn't go well, that's like one is too small a sample size to read anything out of that.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you've got to go into this with an understanding that, you know, you might not win the first time, you might not win the second time.
Uh-huh.
And if you keep your eyes open, then things will work.
Okay. Now, we talked about, I'm thinking about the criteria for success, because a lot of guys set a pretty high criteria for success, you know?
Yeah.
And that tends to work against them, right? Especially when they're starting out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, success will breed success, but if their measure of success is, you know, getting some hot woman they've only just met into bed with them that night or something, just something extraordinary, then, again, they're going to just encounter failure after failure.
Yeah.
And after a while, even if they're reframing that, that's going to get hard to deal with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you measure success? How do you reckon guys should be measuring their success?
It's a very personal question.
Mm-hmm.
And success is not something to be measured against someone else either.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're going out in a group. You know, say you've got three or four mates and you continually go out in the town and one of your mates just has this knack. It's just like it's a God-given right for him to bed women, you know. And you are a person with possibly less experience, possibly self-worth issues. Something's going on for you, and you just it can't seem to click. Well, don't go measuring yourself against him.
Mm.
So the big thing is to measure yourself against, realistically, yourself. Did you feel comfortable in that situation? If you didn't, okay, how can you feel more comfortable in it next time? Did the words coming out of your mouth really... did they feel right to you? If they didn't, well, what actually feels right for you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't, and this is something I want to caveat this alpha male discussion with, don't try and do something which is not you, because you stand out like a sore thumb, and it just won't work, and chicks pick it up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, if you're trying to do something which isn't you, well, for what ends? You're going out into the pub to pick up a, you know, one-night stand or an actual relationship. If it's a one-night stand, okay, then, you know, see you later that morning or even, you know, that night, cool, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want something longer, something more sustainable, then if you're putting on an act, then chicks will see straight through it. I'll go back to the point I said about what an alpha male does. He's comfortable in his own skin.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, there can be alpha females as well.
Yeah.
So the characteristic is they're generally comfortable in their own skin, quite often balanced. If you're not comfortable in your own skin, then you're going to struggle trying to be an alpha male.
Uh-huh. So I hear what you say there, but it seems like there's a dilemma to me, because for guys that haven't been successful with women, have really struggled to meet the women they want to date, if they keep doing what they've always done, they're likely to just keep getting the same result they've always got. So they need to start acting different in some kind of way, and yet at the same time, you're basically saying they've got to be themselves. But they got all this practice being a certain way,
mm-hmm.
which, now, is that really themselves, or is that just a version of themselves, the way they act when they're worried and when they're scared around women?
Well, yeah, quite often. I mean, next time you go up to a chick, just become the observer.
Uh-huh.
A really good technique is to actually just watch yourself, watch your bodily functions. If your heart rate starts to go up, mm-hmm. if you start coming clammy in the hands, if you start stuttering where you don't normally stutter, you come short of breath, you're becoming obviously nervous, very nervous. Now, if you're going into that situation and you're trying to be an alpha male, then it's not going to work for you because it's the antithesis of what we're saying an alpha male does.
And women will pick that up, right?
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
So if you know, if you are trying to, you know, if you're breeding the alpha male as one of the arrows in your quiver, then what you've got to do is firstly become comfortable with that, and you know, possibly have topics of conversation in which are very general and can be played at any point in time, and you are comfortable with them. You know, probably not the weather.
Right.
Chicks possibly will see straight through that. Although that can be exceptionally funny, such as a schooner of milk from the old ads that, you know, blokes used to walk up in the bullshed and order a schooner of milk. That difference, by the way, can attract a female.
Right.
Because, and it's something I used to do, is go up and order a schooner of milk about 2 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And the amount of conversations that was, that's not milk, what is it, you know? Amazing amount of conversations that you could just start. Now, as soon as you started the conversation and as soon as you are comfortable in then carrying on the conversation will go where you want it to. But the point of difference was a pint of milk. It was actually a pint, not a schooner.
Right. And that works if you're in that mode where you don't really care what other people think about what you're drinking. And if they're hassling you about the fact that you're drinking milk in a pub, then for you that's just another amusing conversation to have.
An alpha male is a leader.
Yeah.
That's one of the characteristics or traits. So an alpha male doesn't care. Actually, quite often we'll find it amusing. So, you know, there's a number of techniques to use in that. One is to just accept it as it is. I've just ordered a pint of milk in between my shout. And you will get an hilarious amount of conversation happening with it.
Okay.
But just accept it, you know. The other one is to bag yourself out before anyone else. Again, people bagging themselves out before anyone else can get to them is a defensive technique often bred by low self-worth. However, if done appropriately, can actually be quite humorous. Again, lead you into a point, an entry into a conversation where you can take where you want it to.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this free preview of the interview between me and James talking about how to become an alpha male that's naturally attractive to women. The full interview goes on to cover humour and storytelling, developing rapport and empathy with a woman, developing mental proximity and disclosure to engage women in conversation, how to build trust and create attraction, and also finding other alpha males as role models to learn from, and a whole lot more. The interview is available as a free bonus when you grab a copy of How to Become a Chick Magnet. Grab yourself a copy and start having more success with women.